For tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up. Here I am, Lady Diva, here on air. Phone lines are open. You know my guest line number. Call in. Call in. Thank you. Thank you. Miss Ward, are you with me?
I am.
Man, that track there is the jam to me. That will get me motivated. What inspired you to do that track? What inspired? What was the inspiration behind that track?
The inspiration behind Sometimes was the remix, which was done by J Dilla. And I didn't even know that there was another version of it, but a remix has to come from an original song. So
yeah.
I started playing that over and over again, but I learned it when I wasn't singing. And that was about 13 years ago now. I wasn't singing in public. I come from a musical family, so it's embedded, but I was doing something different. But when I started to sing, I said, I want to put it in my set. And so the morphing of both versions came from a karaoke night with my mom. Mm. And she said, I want you to sing a song. I was like, okay. And she saw Sometimes, and she liked the version because I played it all the time. And when they started playing it, I said, wait a minute, this is not it. But I looked at the lyrics, and it was, and it fit. And I was like, oh, okay. So I took a part from there, a bridge part, from the original, and then had the Dilla version, and I fused them together, and that's what you hear sometimes. And the lyrics, you know, Syeda Garrett, she hit the ballpark, and it's from the Brand New Heavies. It's a cover by the Brand New Heavies when she was a part.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that information. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. And where are you calling from?
I am calling from Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon fans out there, listen in, call in, and give Arietta a shout out. All right. As we move on, I will be playing some other tracks on air here. What would you tell about any of your curious listeners out there about yourself? Tell how your music journey began. What and who was your inspiration as you began singing and songwriting?
I grew up in a musical family. I'm a fourth generation music messenger. That's just that I know of. Fourth generation. My mother, Janice Marie Scroggins, she's passed on now, but She was a dream mom, basically. She was a child prodigy. She played the piano. She started playing when she was 2.5 years old. And so she hailed from Idabel, Oklahoma, and she grew up in church. So her grandmother and her mother cultivated her gift and saw that that's what she needed to do. And so she came out here by way of Oakland and came up here to Portland, and this is where she planted her roots and became an iconic figure in the Portland music community and around the world as well. And she exposed myself and my siblings, Nafasaria and Francis, she exposed us to music that wasn't considered normal, but she was always outside of the box, and she was the consummate professional. And she instilled in us the value of music, and music is us. We are music, and that's how you survive. Regardless of how things are in the world, if you center yourself with music, you can do anything that you want. And by having that exposure to many different genres, you're able to maneuver, you're able to survive, because you can basically shift into different arenas, different stages. And if you appreciate it, it will appreciate you. And that's very poignant, especially with everything that's going on right now. So, I've been singing all my life, but professionally for about 13 years now.
Okay.
And Portland, I guess right now it's known for soul, especially overseas, but Portland has always had a very strong music community. It's kind of like the quiet kept secret. There's a lot of players from Portland that go out with national bands, you know. But when people come through Portland, they're like, oh, my goodness, they have so much music here. Yeah, we know that. And there are a lot of there's a few groups that have made it nationally. I want to say a special shout out real quick to Marlon McLean. He is from Pleasure. And Pleasure, you know, from Glide and all that.
Yeah.
They are
I had them on my show a couple of years ago from their new album. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm actually on that as well, doing background.
Oh, my God. So, shut the door.
Music is here. Music is life. And when I started singing again, it was at the inkling of course, my family, but a gentleman named Tony Ozier. And he is, he's a very, very, what do you call it? He's a very prominent producer about the town, but generally a lot of different places. There's a lot of music that he helped cultivate, but if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be singing right now. So I wanted to say that. And make sure that that is for everybody to hear. And it's the Portland music scene here is amazing. And
so, I'd like to ask you, who are your favorite celebrity artists?
Stevie Wonder, of course.
Just a couple in mind.
Yeah, just, Stevie Wonder and Quincy Jones.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. And Patti LaBelle. Anytime I see Patti LaBelle, I'm just floored.
Okay.
Floored.
Okay.
And yeah. Also,
okay.
Kim Burrell. She okay. The one who put a spark in me that I can be a band leader. So I wanted to say that too.
Okay. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
So we're going to get into mentioning the new album. Why was the album named at your name after you?
It was named after me because it is who I am. The album has different facets of me. Mm. It has live tracks. It has studio tracks. It has a cappella tracks. It has, you know, the reprise of Don't Ask Questions. It has us, myself and Tyrone Hendrix just up there just squalling. We were having a good time, you know. And it was I guess it's musician humor. You just have fun and get to squalling and just be all out of key. But it fits.
Yeah.
Arietta is me, and I had to put all of those elements in because that's how I am in person. I'm all over the gamut. You can't put me in a box.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I sing different genres, and if it were years ago in the traditional releasing of an album, it would be very hard. So I'm glad that it was released now so people can pick which ones that are, you know, that are their favorites.
Yeah.
And it's something for everyone. And it's not, I don't know who you are, but there's at least one song that grabs you and be like, hey, I'll put this on the beat. So, I'm different.
I grabbed a few of them. So I'd like to ask you this. Why was the track Don't Ask Question the most pushed track out of the album? Don't Ask Questions, which I will spin after you answer that.
Don't Ask Questions. It was mainly because it was a featured track on soultracks.com, which I'm appreciative to, and thank you, wonderful people at Soul Tracks, and Peggy Oliver for that wonderful, wonderful review of it. But it's an old to classic soul. And that's something, if you're telling a story about something that many people can relate to, then it will draw you in like, oh, well, she's telling a story like this. What are the other stories that she has to tell? And it was very special to me. And it was written by Michael Elson and Stephen Swatkins, which are fabulous instrumentalists in their own right. And also the second half, where all the dreamy oohs are, it was actually created in a rehearsal for my annual birthday celebration, which I call Edibration, last year.
Okay.
And that was from Chris Turner and Tyrone Hendrix. And they played with Liv, Warfield, Stevie Wonder, you know, all these different people. And they're my friends.
Okay.
But, Don't Act. That's why it was. And Chris actually said in that rehearsal, that's going to be a hit. And I was like, okay, I guess, you know, I didn't shrug it off, but when he says something, it usually comes into fruition. So, but it came from a very special place. I wrote all the lyrics and whatnot and the melody, but it, sometimes you just don't need to know the questions, or you don't need to know the answers. There you go. Don't need to know the answers to the questions that you think you do unless you're ready for them. And it goes in many different – it applies to many different situations, I'll say it like that, not necessarily just relationships.
Right.
You know, and
well, here
you don't
is,
ask the question.
Nope. All right. Well, I'm about to spin it. You stay in that seat, Arietta, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Other nights we had to fight. Things were said. that fear will die on Pandora's leaf. Now that everything's out on the table, what do you want to do? Just be done and wash your hands and all this mess. In fear of me being untrue. At this point, all I can give you is my word of loyalty. How I used to be. Oh, ask me of you. If I know how you're gonna act, I would lie just in case that I tried. Did you want me to lie?
Did you?
Oh, I tell you the truth. Don't ask questions that you don't. River love was my ultimate.
Don't ask questions. But I'm about to ask a question. Arietta, where can anyone purchase this album online at any of the music outlets?
You can purchase Arietta. You can actually go to my website, www.mzettasworld.com, MZETTASWORLD.com. And when it comes up, there's a button that you can push it, and it'll take you to where you need to go. And you can also go to Arietta Ward. hearnow.com.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. And the social media that you're on, go ahead and mention the social media on and how many Facebook pages you have.
All right. So I'll start with Instagram. I have two Instagram pages, Ms. Etta's World, MZ.ETTASWORLD and Ms. Etta 99, MZETTA 99. That's Instagram. Facebook, I have Etta's World and OG Etta Ward, as well as Arietta Ward, which is me, Arietta. Ward, W-A-R-D.
All right. There you go, everyone, all the fans and curious listeners. Follow up with Arietta Ward. I have a caller, area code 502. Go ahead and state your name, please.
Comedian Sporty T.
Sporty T, all right. You have a shout-out?
Yes, I want to tell Miss Arietta, but I heard that that song, Don't Ask Questions, I love it. She got a little
Thank
bit
you.
Of that Patty LaBelle in her.
Oh,
Patty. Yeah, I'd love to get her on one of my, on my platform, on my, at my entertainment company, WH Entertainment 2000 LLC. I also put on, I put shows on. In fact, I have a show coming up next Saturday. Comedy show with some artists that would be on my show.
Okay.
And I'll be trying to get in touch with you.
All right. If well, I appreciate you calling in.
Well, thank you, 40C. Thank
good.
You.
She sounds good. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, right. As we move along,
thank you.
Do you have any upcoming events, Arietta, you want to mention?
Yes, I have a live stream series premiere of Artichoke Night, and that will be on Facebook on Friday, January 22nd, starting at 7 p.m. So if you go to Artichoke Music on Facebook, they have a music page, and you click on there, you'll be able to find that information, and also I will post it on all of my social media platforms.
All right. Thank you for that information. Wow. So I'd like to ask you, will there be any future projects to mention as this new album here moves forward? You have any other projects to mention in the near future you want to tease us about?
Sure. Of course, I'm recording, and so my next album should be out in the fall of this year.
Wow.
And I am part of a collaboration with Ronnie Wright, who is part of Bespeak. If you heard of Bespeak Love.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a dear friend, and so he had asked me to be a part of the next chapter of Bespeak. And, yeah, so with Chris Turner, Saida Wright, Michael Angela, and Joya, a lot of vocalists and artists from the West Coast. A lot of people don't know who we are unless you're from L.A. and sometimes Seattle, but they don't know about the Pacific Northwest. So it was very, very important, I guess, to me as well as to Ronnie to represent the West Coast of Pacific Northwest specifically to say, yes, we're here.
All
and
right.
We do great things as well. And, yeah, there's the, I guess, the best way to find out about anything Arietta would be to follow me on my website.
All right. Thank you for that information. I
want to
mention that I'll be playing two other tracks. One is
okay.
In My Mind. That's Etta-isms.
Yes.
And Dear and Dear Ones. I would like to go ahead and spin In My Mind. Can you give us a brief story behind that track? What inspired you to do that one?
I was a part, like I had mentioned before, I was part of a, I didn't mention that part. I was part of a collective. I still am. It's called the Doodoo Funk All-Stars. It is what it is. And this conglomerate, we had a jam called the Dookie Jam. And at these jams, it was an improv, all funk, all day. There was nothing, everything was made up. And a piece of this, I think it's the second cadence of what I speak in my mind, it came from one of those instances. And I said, I like that. So I wanted to put it into a song. And I couldn't finish it until, it was actually after my mom passed away. And a dear friend, James Shelton, he helped me get the thoughts out and we collaborated and the song was born. And these are thoughts that help me it gets me through my day, just like the chorus day. And and hopefully it helps other people because everybody, they need some kind of help. So just lift your head and you'll be all right.
All right. Well, here is the track In My Mind. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
There you go. That is In My Mind by Arietta Ward. That is also that track on her new album. All right, Arietta. We're almost getting through this showcase. What is your ultimate desire, what you want your fans to get out of this album or any of your music?
To know that they are a light, to know that they are worthy of any and everything, to be able to walk in their truth, and nobody else's truth matters, because, you know, their truth is the one that they have to wake up to every day. And sometimes things get rough, but if I can do this in a pandemic and have it be received in any kind of manner, anything is possible, you know. So that's one of the main things I just wanted to, anytime I share my music, just, you know, that you can do anything. Be our authentic self.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that information. You are more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you towards this new album. Go right ahead.
Oh, my. First, honor, glory to God, first and foremost. And just my fans, you know, Mr. Berry, Mr. Kenneth Berry, he is a pillar in the community as well. And he was one of my mother's best friends, but he's also a fabulous educator and co-founder with Michael Chappie Grice of the World Arts Foundation. And he had taught me a lot of logistical things of how to just go forth. And so him, LaRonda Steele, fabulous vocalist, Saida Wright, Michael Angela, all Doodoo Funk fam, so many of them, Beatzilla, Michael Whitmore, he's one of the vocalists as well. My Deacon Board, Dennis Dove, Watkins Erskine, Auntie Marietta Collier-Will. She is a fabulous vocalist, but also she keeps me humble to what I'm supposed to do. And I would say that for all the fans, and my best friend, Wintrous Watson, for helping me find my light, because I was in a dark space, but she always pushed me. She reminded me of the lyrics to my song, knowing that everything is possible. And my child, because his name is Jemani. He's a wonderful producer, graphic artist, and he helps me get through my day. So everyone, and Be Bad, and just so many people. Dana White actually mastered the album. Yeah, I have to say that. Dana White, a specialized mastering.com. Beautiful work. Flight Design for designing my album cover, and so many artists on the album. There's like 25 of them. There's Trent, Jai, Chris, Tori, Ward, and who else? Peter Knudsen. All these wonderful people. Alex Milstead. He gonna kill me. There's so many people. Chris Matthew Shipblack. I know there's so many people. All these people are in my world. They help me stay grounded. They help me be true to the music, and they always bring their best musicianship to the forefront. They always remember what it's like. Jimmy Russell. Oh my gosh, Jimmy Russell. He's such a light. But just in general, being a music messenger and be surrounded by people that are on the same level, on the same frequency, helps lift people up. And when you are surrounded by that type of energy, you can do anything. And yeah, I'm overwhelmed. And I want to say thank you to you. Thank you for sharing your platform, because you didn't have to do it, but you did. And it's very humbling. And I'm extremely grateful. So thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. My pleasure. And we're going to give everyone an applause that supported you in this interview. And that they continue on your other future projects. Hopefully, you will come back on my platform on your other new music project. So I'll be looking forward to that. Very exciting. Okay, we're almost at the end of our showcase. Any words of encouragement you would like to give while we're dealing with the dark times today for most of the music artists or anyone in the entertainment business? Any words of encouragement?
Just keep going. Just keep going. Keep going and learn new things. Don't get stuck. And know that whatever's on the other side of stuck is greatness. You know, you can do anything. You just have to be able to maneuver. And if you keep in your mind's eye victory, if you know that things are going to be great and they shall be done, you know that you'll be able to push forward. So don't stop. Just keep going, period.
Thank you. Thank you for those inciting words of encouragement. All right, everyone. This is Arietta Ward. Go and check out her new album. Go and follow her on her social media. Arietta, mention the upcoming event on January 22nd that you mentioned.
Yes, that is Artichoke Night, and that will be on Artichoke Music's music page on Facebook. And it starts at 7. If you go search Artichoke Music Portland, it should pop up, and Artichoke Night is the kickoff, and that will be with me, with my full band.
All right. Yes. That's exciting. I'll be there, and I want to thank you for coming on my platform. Hopefully in the future, you'll come back. I love your
Absolutely.
Album. I love your style. I love your character. Don't change. And thank you for the words of encouragement, all the advice, and everything. Thank you so much. You have a blessed
Thank
day.
You.
I will be playing another track of Arietta's Near and Dear Ones. I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. Stay tuned for more upcoming online shows on my platform. I want to thank you all. Thank you, my fans. Thank you for your support. This is Lady Diva signing out for Let's Jazz It Up. Good night, everyone.
Well, all right. So glad that you turned the dial to the right place at the right time. Let's knock on the door of Miss Etta's world. Call everybody that you love. Bring them from near and far, because this is for those who are near and dear.
My soul, don't circle.